again, guys, to the Third Wheel Podcast. Woo-hoo! I am Khalid.
Hi, Khalid. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Wally?
Yeah, it's good to be back. I almost forgot what I called myself on the show.
Yeah.
I'm Wally, yes.
And we have the Jessa.
Jack Skellington here from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Whoa.
Whoever gets that reference, I love you. Whoever doesn't, just...
Wow. But just for everyone else, he's still Jesse.
He's so Jesse, and this is still Valley, and this is still Khalid.
Yeah.
And we are back after a month, 2 months.
We did Ramadan.
We did Ramadan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been like 3 weeks, a month. Yeah.
But I mean, we haven't been as active as we'd like to be.
No,
sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Not really sorry, though. Man, we're tired. Yeah. It's hot.
But to all our fans who missed us, thank you so much for your fan letters. I received a fan letter. It was written in blood and all.
That's not a fan letter. That's a spot.
No, I think that's a blood test. If it says negative, then
okay,
you're dying.
Okay, it was just me writing a letter. Please, let's do the podcast.
I think that's the
best. He wants to send it to himself. I think it's never got delivered.
I feel alone.
Yeah, but I mean, we are so glad to be back. We had a lot of things going on personally, I guess.
Yep.
And yeah, I mean, we just wanted to find the time, and now we're going to be back active. We've already registered ourselves with Podbean,
yes,
where you can find a podcast now. So we're going to be a bit more reachable in terms of different applications.
Yeah.
So you just don't have to go on a website, but you can go on Podbean, you can go on, I think, Apple.
Also, I think I need to pay for Brewing Ideas again before we lose the website. Just remind me.
It's a good reminder that you gave us. Mm-hmm. Guys, you can always sponsor us. Pay for the website.
Oh, yeah. I think that was what I was sliding into. If you want to donate.
We'll open a PayPal account.
Yeah. We only accept cash, by the way.
Yeah. And black money.
Yeah.
Black?
Obviously.
Black money.
Black money.
Like money the money which goes under the table.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
It's a Kiwi currency.
Kiwi currency?
Yeah.
Why are you talking about New Zealand?
Because everything is black over there. Their flag, their passport.
The people are white.
The people are white.
Wait, their flag isn't black.
It is black.
It is black.
Black and white.
Black and yellow. No. Temptation was too much.
Right, let's move back to this, guys. Yeah. So, it's been a while. I know we meet every day, but did you miss recording the podcast?
Man, hell yes. It feels like, and I'm saying this honestly, not for the sake of the podcast, but it feels like I'm missing something, a part of my life, because we're so used to the routine of every week recording it and then blaming each other. Oh, you didn't edit it. Why is it not edited? Well, that's why you were sitting on this. But I really miss the whole fun of chatting. And the whole reason that we started it was that we could do something to kill the routine and to use our creative sides and to reach out to people like us who are probably bored and quit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we did kill the routine and then the routine came back. Yeah. And now we're fighting it.
Yeah.
We're not going to let the routine kill us.
Yeah, but did you miss recording Justin?
Yeah, definitely.
He looks like he's lying.
No, the thing is, I love to talk.
But I mean, what have you guys been up to? I know it's, I mean, like we said, it's been a while. So what have you guys been doing, like, other than recording a podcast?
Actually, I want to go last on this because out of the three of us, I know that the most exciting time between the last time we've recorded and now is Khalid.
Oh, shit. What did he do?
What did I do?
You went to US, dude.
That was a long time.
It was a long time.
Yeah, we never spoke about it.
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, so...
Oh, shit.
And
wait, how long ago are we speaking?
And of course, the two of you, I mean, went through Ramadan and enjoyed Eid as much as I was just at home here. So I'll go last. So if you guys want to start off.
I'll start. I'm the most boring. I didn't do shit. Ramadan was very tiring. The working hours were much better.
Yeah.
But the traffic was disgusting.
Yeah.
And the heat was even more disgusting.
Yeah.
But everything was basically exactly the same. Didn't travel, didn't do crap. Just played with my cat and went to the gym.
So you're saying between the last, say, two podcasts, you've not done anything exciting?
I mean,
that's hard to believe.
Not things that I want to share.
Listen, guys. If you follow Jesse on Instagram, his life is nothing like that, okay? This guy...
Wait. He doesn't post anything on
Instagram. Exactly. It's nothing like that.
Okay, nothing like that.
It's very, very, very colorful. He's always out. He's always with a lot of his female friend.
Oh, to all my friends who are female and just heard that, you are more than welcome to beat the shit out of this monkey.
The ratio of Jasser to friends, female friends, is always like 1:4 or 1:5. Then you'll find the odd male companion hanging around him.
Like, we're surprised that we are male.
Wait, you guys are exaggerating. So guys, don't listen to them.
It's a lie if Jesse's ever saying that, oh, it was boring and I didn't do anything. I'm for sure this guy doesn't go home every day. He goes out, he parties, he roams around, and then it was boring.
This is a guy who is fit enough and is still on a diet and works out every day.
Yes.
Like, I mean, no one does that.
What do you mean no one does?
And he's working out for a summer beach body.
That also happened to show because there's still the belly fat.
Guys, please stay tuned. We're going to do the big reveal.
Let's see that. What's under the shirt? Those man boobs.
Right. I mean, from my side, before we move into personal life, like Disneyland, a good thing about the pod is we've got a new space. Yes. So we're in Valence's room, although that sounds wrong. the lights are dim. We have a bell.
The mood lighting is on.
Where is this going?
But it's all to record the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, just to give you some context, the recording started in the living room. It's now shifted to a studio room, which is just adjacent to my bedroom. So I'm hoping that it doesn't go a room further.
Guys, look, after having a few meals, seeing that you like each other, it's bound to happen that you're about to record the podcast.
Yeah. And there are recommendations of having a sofa come bed in this room.
Wait.
We never said that. Yeah. I think that's what.
Okay, maybe it was my recommendation.
Guys, can we get a sofa bed?
Right. But yeah, for me personally, I mean, this is going to be of a shock to you guys. I haven't said it yet.
Oh?
But.
I'm pregnant.
I wish. What?
Okay.
No, I turned 25 this weekend.
Wait, what? Why the hell didn't you say anything?
Because I knew we were gonna record, and I want to get surprised out of you guys.
Wait, you turned.
I turned.
Done.
Yeah, my birthday was on Saturday.
Asshole, why didn't you say anything?
Man, you were discussing our
discussing another colleague's birthday.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden this little boy didn't even tell us.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks
for that. Happy quarter of a century.
Oh man, that makes us really bad.
Yeah.
Man,
really bad.
Dude, we do the podcast together and we don't even know his birthday.
Wait, let's see if all three of us know each other's birthdays. Well, obviously now we know yours, so it's like,
what was Saturday?
The 15th of June.
That's
correct. My god, I'm so sorry, man. Right, man, we need to celebrate. Champagne!
Bring that grape juice.
I just saved it so I could reveal it on the pod, so that you guys could be like, what? Like, guys, that's an honest reaction.
Look at the dedication of this man who did not share his birthday just so he can tell you.
Yeah, I just shed tears.
If that's not a heartbreaking moment, I don't know what is.
Wow. Like,
no.
That's your silver jubilee of life, man.
Yeah.
No, but it was okay. Like, family time. But I did go to Disneyland. I mean, Disney World.
On your birthday?
Wait, no. Disney World.
Oh, okay. That's one long-ass Saturday.
No.
Yeah, what's the difference between Disneyland and Disney World?
I think one is a land and one is a world.
One is smaller, one is bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Disney World was amazing. I mean, people say that it's childish. It's not childish. I feel there are parts of it which can be childish, but it's nostalgic. I enjoyed it. I went to so many rides which I would never go to, as in like a roller coaster. I can't name names because I forgot the names. There was some really fun stuff. If you're going there, if you want to go in a group, good enough. If you want to go alone, good enough. There's a lot to do.
That'd be kind of weird if a person just goes by themselves to Disneyland. Especially at our age, it looks
You can't really say that after he's gone and come.
No, but he didn't go alone.
He did.
He went with his family.
Oh my god!
Well,
I forgot your birthday. I'm saying this. I'm so sorry. Look, I'll leave. It'll be the two-wheelers.
didn't Valence receive a letter with a blood? I think that's mine. Look, I can't do this anymore. But yeah, Vali, we're back to you now.
Actually, something exciting did happen since we last recorded. I now drive a car.
Woo!
So I think after 5.5 years of living in Kuwait, you guys already know about my license stories, but I finally bought a car. I'm not going to tell you what car and what's my car number, but it's a really different experience to drive. It's expensive to drive because I now realize that I don't really go home that like easily. So after work, like yesterday, randomly, I went and checked out a new shisha place in city, yeah, in Malia.
What's it called?
It's called Old Town Cafe. You guys should check it out. I think I'll share some pictures on our Instagram profile. It's really nice, a bit pricey, but really nice facilities. Like I said, like since I got the car, I end up driving to a lot of places that just for the sake of, I got a car, so I gotta go there. I did go to see the new bridge. I drove across the bridge.
How is it?
I wanted to do that so.
It was the first time I'm driving a car. I said, okay, what better than try the new bridge, the causeway, the Sheikh Jaber causeway, is it?
I think so.
Yeah, so put it on my map. You had avenues, went to Sheikh Jaber causeway, bridge, you know, you connect to the bridge finally. And it's like, wow. This is nice. You start driving down the bridge. It's amazing. It's well constructed, and you kind of you don't estimate how long it is.
That's
because and the reason I it hit me is because I was just, it kind of struck me is because I was driving down and I was like, oh, I have low fuel. And then this bridge doesn't seem to be ending. It's a long ass bridge, and I'm driving at 80. So driving down, and I'm freaking out now because the bridge is not ending at all. And then the closest petrol pump while I'm on the bridge is 33 minutes away.
Oh my god!
Wait, what?
Anyway, I enjoyed the bridge. Then we connected to, you go right to Bubian Island and goes to another area, which is again like desert. Yeah. There's no houses, nothing. And you're just driving, it's sand. You can see camels out in the distance. There's camping areas there. So the whole experience of driving was amazing, yet freaky because I'm running out of fuel. And then finally I see far in the distance, the Ola, is it?
Yeah.
Ola petrol pump. Like, yes! Yes! Ola. I just drive there, fill up my tank to full, tip the guy, and I'm off out of there. I'm like, so it was Eid time, okay? And we get into the bridge. And trust me, this bridge is fucking long. It's a long bridge, okay? And every inch of that bridge on the one side, which is facing the Kuwait city, there are cars parked right across from one end to the other end.
Wait, you can park?
No. People have parked their cars. They are with kids. They are with families. They have DSLR cameras. I think I saw a video camera also there. Wow. And they are clicking pictures. There's people sitting on top of the cars. They're eating food. I don't know if somebody was cooking over there. It was crazy. It was like, why are these people doing this? This is a bridge.
I thought there was like stops on the side. Like, why are people just
There are two islands that they've created which aren't open at the moment. They're still under construction. But these people are actually on the bridge. Yeah. I don't know if it was just for the Eid day it was allowed.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know if I'm sounding very judgmental at this point in time. But I found it really wrong that people are like, man, these guys were like, it looks like, I don't know, it's like you're going to a theme park and you're just standing there and clicking pictures around. And
it's like going to a mall and just taking pictures.
Yeah, it's
outside the mall.
People are driving at 120 speed.
Shit. And people are on the side.
And
they are
kids. Man, wow. Please respect the rules and regulations. I don't blame any of the government agencies when they say they want to impose like a fine or a fee. Or like a toll for that bridge, because if these people are going to abuse it in this way, that's wrong, man.
No, you shouldn't do that. That's just insane, especially if for your own children. Come on.
Drive down. Like, I drove at like a speed of 60. So I was enjoying the view. Obviously, I couldn't see much because I was driving, trying to save the people on the road over there, because everyone's like, oh, we found a spot. They just cut all the lanes and go through there.
But you had a good time.
I had a really good time. I'm sorry we dragged on a little bit extra.
Those people.
Yeah.
Well, Jesse, when you were driving for the last 1,000 years.
1,000 years.
Did you drive through any bridges?
What, the longest bridge here? Nah. I'm dying to do this one. Like me.
Why haven't you done it so far?
Because me and my friends, like me and two other friends or someone, We wanted to get like McDonald's or like food, like takeout food. Like,
oh, so this guy's one of them, man.
Wait.
I know what you're talking about.
Eat in the car while driving. I'm not going to stop.
Wait. Eat in the car while driving?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? I think you can finish like a 3-course meal while driving.
It's long enough. I can like have a waiter, a butler.
Guys, challenge for the week.
Okay.
Eat in the car for 3-course meal.
Oh my God.
That means soup.
That means
steak.
Okay, I'm out of this. I just got my license. I don't want to take it away.
Does the soup have to be in a plate? Or can I just like sip?
Wait.
In a cup.
Yeah, in a cup.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about the steak?
Soup in a cup.
Steak's in a plate.
It's in a plate.
Yeah, you fold a steak and bite it like a wrap.
I was going to say, just make it into like a protein shake. Wait, did I just make that right?
Oh my God.
Make it into like protein shake.
Shake and steak. Oh my God, yes. Yeah.
Well, I think we've covered up pretty much every aspect of that topic. I hope you guys know what we've up to, clearly. But, is there anything else that you guys have been doing in terms of, like, entertainment-wise? Like, have you been catching up on any movies or TV shows or any new music that you've listened to which you want to recommend?
I've been watching a new TV series called Scorpions. It's, ooh, I think, on Netflix, I'm not too sure. It's basically, it's a group of geniuses. similar like us, yeah. Very similar to us. These guys have like very high IQ, and they each specialize in one thing or the other. Like, one guy's like has the highest IQ. Mm. Another one's really good with machines. Another one's good with mathematics, like a human calculator. Mm. And the other one's like a psychiatrist, but he can read people very quickly. Like, he can just look at you and he'll know whether you're lying, telling the truth. Absolutely. You know, like, so during situations, they go to him like, okay, yeah, this guy's lying, this guy's telling the truth.
Oh, it's like a mentalist.
Yeah, kind of like a mentalist thing. So he knows how people would behave or react to certain situations.
Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah, I just watched it because I like these genres. I enjoy it. It's really fun.
Is it funny? Is it serious?
It's serious. They do have bits of fun. It's not humorous, I can't say. It's a little bit cliched in certain ways. Like, mm-hmm. We've been there, done that. But, like, the way they've incorporated the geniuses into the part is fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they are very low on EQ, which they talk about, like, emotional quotient. They're high on intelligence.
Yeah.
So they look at everything or every aspect of life from intelligence point of view, from scientific point of view, and not emotionally.
Yeah.
So, like, when people say it's a miracle, they don't believe in it.
Yeah. I just started watching House recently.
which
is amazing. I have no idea why when I was younger.
The best show in the world. Didn't have, like, the most successful show in the world.
I can see why. Yeah, I mean, I'm nearly finishing season 2.
Okay.
And it's like Sherlock for medicine.
Mm.
I never liked medicine shows, and this is very interesting.
It's very interesting.
Again, it's like high IQ, low EQ. He's a dick, but he's a dick who wants to do good things.
Yeah.
Which is always
That's a good dick.
Yeah.
No, but it's true though. The higher your intelligence is, the less emotional
rotations.
Actually, I'd been to a lecture and they did mention that. Because your brain functions in a way that you have a split of these.
Wait a minute. That means I have low IQ.
I'm so emotional.
But yeah, I mean, it's very interesting. I'm enjoying the show. I was supposed to start a couple of other shows, which hopefully I'll talk about next time.
All right.
But obviously, since I haven't watched them, I won't talk about them.
That's the easiest freaking recommendation I can ever give. And it will be a blessing on each and every one of your lives if you haven't watched already. Lucifer.
Oh yeah.
4 seasons. They're gonna release the fifth.
Final.
They're still working on the fifth. Hopefully it's not the final. I remember there's a petition to
go
for a sixth. Cause it's not enough. It's that good. There's actually a petition for another season.
I heard after the comeback it got better also, right?
That's the thing. They weren't renewed on Fox, I think. Mm-hmm. And then Netflix picked them up. Their season coming back was so good, like they completely revamped their identity and so on. And it kicked their previous season's ass.
Which was that season?
The revamped one was the latest one, which is 4. 1, 2, and 3 was on Fox, but oh my god, guys, because the story.
So Jesse recommended it, and I started watching this. I really like the whole concept. And I like how they play certain characters, because obviously people know that I'm Christian. So it's like, oh, that's God. Okay, God has a wife. It's so interesting. You know, it's so much fun. Like to actually, I know it's fiction, but you know, to like kind of conceptualize, oh, could this be hell? You know, like the way they play around with the whole ideology about these things. It's fantastic. But I did get bored at some point of time.
Sir, I'm walking out.
I'll tell you where that's when
spoilers.
In fact, that's when I switched to Scorpions, because I was feeling bored.
How dare you, sir? How dare
you? Really? You found that interesting?
There was not one episode which I did not like.
No, I loved the whole...
Each and every... Because the thing is, it's based on a DC comic.
Oh, really?
It is. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a DC show.
So that's why most people don't get it. And the thing is, the way they play the personality of the devil, like, just imagining, like, it's not actually bad. It's like,
I love that part.
Don't blame me for your mistakes.
I love
the inside comedy there.
But I love that with what he actually says. And I think it's, if you take it out of that show and just apply it to life in general, it's true, right?
Yeah.
We're easy to blame outside, anything outside. Yeah. The heat is too much, I'm not going to work, or whatever it is. But it's you who make the decision, but you blame it on, like, in this case, the devil or something else.
People always look outside before they look on the inside.
Right,
That's some... Wait, what do they do, the poets, and like all those? Yes, that could be the same.
Right, so recommendations for the week, Scorpion.
Yes, definitely.
On Netflix.
Netflix.
House online.
Yeah.
And
everywhere.
And Lucifer and Netflix.
Lucifer and Netflix, definitely, guys.
But yeah, I mean, that's the end of the first half, guys. We'll be back
in a bit.
Well, welcome to the second half, guys.
Oh, wow, that was a short break, man. I barely got to pee, man.
I really need
to pee. Wait, you barely got to pee?
Yeah, I ran back in here.
Like, when you're going to start and you're like, oh, man.
Oh, no.
He reached the door of the bathroom, opened the zipper, and he's like, oh, shit. That's why he looks inappropriate.
Because of the bell?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, that's the sound he's making.
And normally when I hear the bell, I think I need to get somebody some water or
food. Yes, sir.
Right. So, for the second half, we're going to try something new this time around. We're going to try Yahoo Answers.
That's their tagline, right?
That guy said.
Yeah. But I mean, there's something that I've been kind of inspired from other pods, as in one other pod that I was listening to the other day. Like, there were some really good questions, and I was like, how can these questions be real? And then I actually started reading some of them. I was telling Jesse on the way here, and oh my god, they're crazy. So, the first question for the day, guys. It's going to be a question and a description. And then you either give an answer or you give an explanation about behind what's going on in the mind of this person. Are you ready, Jesse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question. How can I test if my son is gay?
Well, take out the batteries.
I'm worried my son might be gay.
Oh my god.
I want to get him checked. Isn't it possible to get a hormone check, a vocal cord check? Can't a doctor indicate if he is gay or not?
Yeah, because you find that in the DNA. Right?
My son has almost no muscles and narrow shoulders. He also has blue eyes. He talks...
Is he selling his son?
He's making his Tinder profile. Guys, he's pretty lean.
Oh, it's not Tinder. It's Grindr.
He talks in a very high voice. And while he sings, he sounds like a castrator.
Like castrator? Somebody who's castrated. So balls chopped. You know how they castrate or spray?
I've never been certain.
No, animals. I still got mine.
He tells me his voice is called tenor.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, tenor. Yeah. Like, you know, alto.
Yeah.
How can I test if my son is gay?
I have a few ideas.
Man, you really want my answer? Man, take him for like a bum scan.
His son is gay. How
did you? I think his bomb scan was something else. Your bomb
scan. I heard bomb scan.
No.
No. I mean, just put some attractive melons in front of him.
Wait, melons or banana?
Like, why not both? Connect them.
All right, I got a solution for people who want to test this out. Okay, you put him in a room, play gay porn. Okay, he's naked. Okay, play gay porn. See what the bodily reaction to it. Oh, and then you play normal porn and see the reaction to it. Wait, that's your answer.
What if he's bisexual?
You'd get the answer.
But you'll be like, I'm still not sure. Maybe it's one.
You get the answer, man. You just put him like in a.
And this father needs to know: is he on one side of the fence or other?
Yeah, genuine question. Yeah.
He sounds like he's castrated. Maybe he's just going through puberty. Doesn't make any sense.
First of all, I find it highly objectionable. The question: it doesn't matter what he is. No, it's his son.
It's his son. Just don't give a shit if he's gay or not.
But just for fun's sake, that's my solution.
Well, I mean, one of the answers was there's really a simple test you can try at home. Get some vinegar, get some baking soda, then make a big clay volcano. Then while this is erupting, if your son is too busy sucking on dick,
while the volcano is erupting, everyone is still sucking dick. I love these people.
Okay, next question, guys. There's no answer for this, so.
Okay. We'll make our own.
Why do soap smell so good but taste so bad?
What? No, so basically, this person smelt it and then.
Yeah, I mean, it's the smell is from delicious perfumes that have been added to the soap. That's a very technical answer.
Yeah. Well, it's basically eating chemicals, man.
Yeah. It's like, it's obviously not cleaning.
Wait. Why would you eat soap?
Firstly, maybe it's soap. Okay, wait. The smell is soap.
I don't know the age of this dumbass. But maybe as a kid, like, you know, you have these different shaped soaps, like, you know, like the fish, and you find like, it looks cute, it smells good, it feels good, and maybe you want to take a bite. Reminds you of like ice cream or something.
Wait, this doesn't sound like a kid.
Obviously it's not a kid, but it's on Yahoo, because Yahoo would be people who are in the 40s or 50s.
but I mean like, wait, like you.
No, I'm not 40, dude.
But you love Yahoo.
I used to love Yahoo.
Nobody uses it
anymore.
He has a tattoo on his butt cheek.
Yahoo! You need to see from where it starts and where it ends.
Each bump off a cheek.
Right. Okay, guys. I'm just going to move on because I think there's no logical explanation for that.
Gotta move on.
Right? Anyone wants to add anything? No.
I mean, why does it taste good?
Why would anyone eat soap? That's my question.
Come on. Haven't you seen that show, Strange Addiction?
Stranger Addiction.
Guys, you're sick. You're still thinking about the gay son. Like, get over it, okay?
I can't.
My Strange Addiction.
It's like, wait. Did the father say that? Get over it.
Get over it. Get over it. Maybe he was humping the volcano.
But that would mean that he's not gay, though.
What would they up for the son of the volcano?
Come on, they would both erupt at the
same time. I'm sure our audience has just realized this show has gone from PG-12
to
RR-rated XX.
I mean, we're like, since it's time to grow up, we grew up too fast.
Wow, Saturday really changed. My birthday!
Right, this is the last Yahoo question for the day, guys. Every time I masturbate, I end up getting angry and throwing my turtle against the wall.
Throwing my turtle?
Wait, are you still reading Yahoo questions? This is your question.
This is Yahoo's deep confession.
This is Yahoo questions. Every time I masturbate, I end up getting angry and throwing my turtle against the wall.
Fucking turtle, why would you do that in succession? Throw your fucking turtle against the wall?
Wait. First of all, where is this guy masturbating that he has his turtle next to him?
Obviously the aquarium.
So he's masturbating into an aquarium.
Is he looking at the turtle?
Yes. He's looking at it. Then he gets angry because the turtle is in the aquarium. He grabs it, throws it against the wall. Come on. It's like a Sherlock case. I just solved the shit.
No, I mean, you just made it worse.
It's bad enough. How can I make this shit worse?
Is it animal cruelty to throw the turtle against the wall or masturbate while the turtle is there?
I mean, as long as definitely throwing the turtle against the wall is freaking animal cruelty. But the first part, if the turtle doesn't know, if the turtle's unharmed, I guess it's fine. But it's kind of, it's psychopathic, disgusting.
Oh, Wally, do you have any
idea? I was just trying to figure out what's the word called. Is it zoophilia?
Bestiality when you're into animals.
Oh, bestiality. Yeah. But
what?
Bestiality when people are like sexually attracted to animals.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm sure the turtle also turns them on.
Oh yeah. By the way, you'll see this in an episode of House. They talk about bestiality.
Oh my.
It's no way. Hilarious, man.
Oh man, I can't wait for it.
No, yeah, it's.
I mean, I can wait for it. Yeah,
I kind of paused. I'm like, wait. I can wait for it.
Wally, do you have any input for the turtle masturbations?
No, man. Either this guy is like a really big fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he has something. He has something against Donatello because he's always like a dick in the corner. I have no answer, but why would he throw a turtle around? Unless he's calling his thing a turtle.
Look, this is turtle, I throw it against the wall after.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so disturbed right now.
I feel like...
But trust me, guys, the last question didn't come from the list that we had.
No, I was looking over, like, slightly a slight glance at his phone. It was from his notes. I need answers, guys.
Well, I mean, if you want to tag the person, his name on Yahoo is Blaze Rhodes.
Yeah, he sounds like a psycho.
Man, it's a good thing that you continued Blaze Rhodes, because I know a lot of Blaze. I was like, what? Blaze? What are you up to, man?
Well, just moving on, we're going to move on to the last part of our podcast, which is Would You Rather, as always.
Mm-hmm.
So, again. Would you rather be forced to dance every time you hear music, or would you rather be forced to sing along to any song if you heard music?
I'll sing along.
Depends. Do I have a good voice or not?
That's you.
I would sing along.
No, because I have I sound like a gold diamond. like really bad.
But can I dance? Bad.
No, can I dance? I'm definitely not like, sorry, white person dancing bad. But I wouldn't say I'm bad. I got moves. I got them pelvis thrusts, you know, I got the moves.
Like Jagger?
I got the moves like Jagger takes the moves from me.
Ah.
It's like the moves like Jesse, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, I called you out, Jagger. Come, yeah. What you gonna do, bro?
If I dance, I dance like Mr. Bean, so I'd rather
like
sing.
Like a mannequin.
Yeah, I'd rather sing as well. I mean, I have no rhythm. Like, my legs move slower than my upper body.
What? Yeah, I control these shit.
I mean, there's no coordination.
Yeah. Can't you? Your hips don't lie, man?
They keep lying.
Yeah. Oh,
blasters, man. You gotta learn from Shakira.
Shakira?
No, but I would definitely dance. Because singing, you would still do the same boring shit. But imagine, like, every time a song comes on, you have to dance. My life would be so much more fun.
I think we're getting a call, guys.
All right, we're getting our first caller. Let's put him up.
This is gonna be really dirty.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, fucker.
Licky, licky, licky.
Licky, 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 licky. Okay. Did you fucking
do it? Right now, I'm recording the podcast, and you're live on my podcast.
Hi, bitches.
Wait, what do you mean, bitches?
You're my slut, remember?
Oh my god!
How about you disconnect this phone?
Ah, fuckers. Anyways, you better call me later. I need to talk to you about something.
Yeah, yeah, I'll call you back, man. But you're live on a podcast, okay, by the way.
Boring ass.
That's mine.
What?
Wait, did you just say multiple, like dicks? How many you got, girl?
Well, that's a true crime.
Alright, hoes, bye.
Bye.
That was one. Yeah, stop it. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. I mean, she does know the tagline of a podcast.
Yeah.
The 30
minutes? No, suck my...
Oh, that was good.
Alright, do you have another
one? I have another one. Wait, just scroll down.
Okay.
Right. Would you rather have to announce to everyone around you whenever you would have to fart or pee your pants daily?
Wait, so every time, a little bit more.
Every time you're going to fart, would you announce
it?
Yeah.
Or pee my pants?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Well, farting isn't the answer. Nobody would ever, like, come next to you or...
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm about to... It's, like, so bad. You see, like, tumbleweed going through the room.
He's going to blow! He's going to blow! But would you really want to be peeing in your pants?
Well, you can just train yourself for pampers.
Besides the embarrassment of having the wet spot down there.
No, adult diapers.
No, but the question is pee your pants. So you're not wearing diapers.
Well,
it doesn't say you
point.
I mean, you're still peeing in your pants if you're wearing diapers.
Right, I mean, but it's if you.
But tell I don't want to pee my pants, but I don't want to announce every time I fart.
Yeah.
I
mean,
the peeing your pants can be a secret. Wear some diapers. Like, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I mean,
also and my self esteem will probably go to like shit. But
I mean, you could always do this. Yeah, you can be like, ha ha ha! You made me pee my pants.
No, that's not announcing.
Okay,
you're kind of announcing.
Right, imagine your boss. Imagine your boss. Okay, Khaled, you've done a great job. I almost peed my pants.
Well, good joke. I almost peed my pants. Wait, it just is like a spot. Khaled, I take it back. Khaled!
No, but I mean,
to come and take you away.
Why would they take me away from peeing my pants?
Maybe you like made the floor dirty. Now they have to mop it up.
Right. So is it pee my pants for everyone?
I don't pee my pants.
I'll pee my pants.
I think that's pretty much everything we have. You guys have to add any?
Guys, let us know.
Let us know if you pee your pants.
Let us know if you would pee your pants or you would announce every time you fart.
Guys, if you do come across any really funny Yahoo questions or answers or any would you rathers which you would want us to talk about, be open. We are unchained.
Yeah.
We are now.
We're unhinged.
Yeah. We ain't got no tethers, boy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 25. I can talk about this stuff now. Yeah. But we are on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Are we? Oh, yeah.
I forgot what social media we are.
Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
We are TTWPod. That's TTWPOD.
Yep. And let us know what you feel about us coming back. Do you want to hear some stuff more? Do you like the podcast? What's your reaction to this? I know a lot of you guys listen but don't really react or comment. We still appreciate you and we like you for that. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, you know. That's what we kind of look forward to. But it was really, really fun to have this back again. And
it was very awkward towards the end, I gotta say. All those Yahoo questions... confuse the shit out of me.
And on that note, we wrap up our comeback podcast. Thank you for tuning in from all of us. Bye bye.
What?
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 What?